So this is a very unusual object. I don't think we've ever seen one of these on the Antiques Roadshow before. Could you tell us a little bit about how you got hold of it?
Well, yes, I bought it in a junk shop in Salisbury.
Really? And can I ask how much you paid for it?
As £12.62.
Do you know anything about it?
Well, no, I was hoping that you might be able to help me out.
Yes, well, I certainly can. This is a very, very rare object indeed. This is a Royal Worcester piece. They only made two of them, and it's by the great master ceramicist Fred Spruels, who worked in the Royal Worcester factory for several years before, very sadly, dying prematurely.
Oh dear!
And he only had the chance to make two of these magnificent clown figures in his life.
Right.
And if I pick it up, oh shit!
Oh dear! You just released the clowns.
Rise.
Madam Foreperson, in the case of the Crown versus Slasher McVee, have you reached a verdict upon which you are all agreed?
Yes.
Announce your verdict, please.
We find the defendant guilty.
Very amusing. Seriously, though, your verdict?
Guilty?
What? Slasher? Guilty? Look at him, standing there behind bulletproof glass, light glinting on his shaven, tattooed pate. How can you possibly imagine he's guilty?
Because of the evidence, my lad.
Evidence be damned. You've spent 4 weeks in here with him, as I have. Have you not, like me, warmed to his sunny personality?
No, not really.
Well, what of his winning way with a pithy phrase? Slasher, what was that? What was that charming thing you said about the alleged victim?
I never done him with a mallet. I never smashed his knees.
There you go. Surely such a sparkling bon mot reassured you that here was a man of poetry, and not, to quote that malignant little prosecuting weasel, extreme, sudden and extravagant violence.
The CCTV footage was compelling.
Balderdash. Anyway, as judge, I get to say who's guilty in my courtroom.
You don't, my lad. It's a cornerstone of the justice system, my lad.
Damn. All right then, Madam Foreperson. I'll tell you what. You can have someone else.
Pardon?
You can convict someone else. Anyone. How about her? You, counsel for the defence.
Yes, my lad.
If you can't even get sweet-natured young Slasher off, you must be impersonating a barrister.
Yeah. I will cut your family.
Oh, little monkey. Go on, find her guilty. Fraud.
Objection!
It doesn't work like that, my lad. We've given our verdict. May we be dismissed.
Silence! Silence in court. Well, this is a pretty pickle. Clark, what now?
It's customary for you to pronounce the sentence, my lad.
The sentence? Slasher McVee. I sentence you to a firm ticking off. What's that? Statutory minimum sentence, you say? 10 years? Oh, what's the point? Every time I meet someone I like, they wind up in jail. Very well. Slasher McVee. I sentence you to 10 years imprisonment. That's not gonna happen. Take him down.
You ain't seen the last of me. I'm coming for you. I'll cut you open.
Don't worry, Slasher. There's still the appeal.
I don't mend with vans.
Yeah, call me. Right. Who have you got next?
The Crown versus Bone Crusher Barrett.
Ooh, now he sounds a jolly fellow. Proceed.
Release the clowns.
Oh, hello, Susan. Are they out yet?
Oh, hello, Brian. No, their teacher must have kept them back.
Oh, well, that's a relief. I couldn't find a parking spot. Oh dear, I suppose they've been naughty. Oh, here they come now. Oh gosh, is that your Todd? He's grown. Oh, and he's got your mouth.
Oh, I hope not.
Oh no, he does. And he's lanky like his dad.
Well, he shouldn't be. Keith's not his father.
Oh, I'm sorry, Susan, I didn't...
And I'm not the mother. It'd be a huge waste of money if he did look like us. We spent a fortune adopting him.
Well, I'm sure it was worth every penny.
Oh, yes. As soon as we saw his little face, we clicked on it and he was ours. Oh, such a good website. Romanian.
Of course, our little terror's adopted too. Janet and I were far too busy to have one of our own, and I know that Tom and Jenny Hamilton, they're really happy with their three. They went Malawian.
Oh, all babies?
Two babies, and Bikili's 26, I think. He's an IT consultant. They're really proud.
Oh, we're having one of our own next.
Really? Good grief.
Yeah, Keith's donating the sperm.
Well, good for Keith.
Yeah, it's the sperm of a gold medal winning Russian athlete. It's at a lab in Stockholm. And Keith's mum offered to carry it.
Oh.
Well, you know, she's retired and we're facing a hostile takeover at work and I really can't spare the time.
Yeah, we've got a couple of embryos in a lab in Bogota.
Ooh, got any photos?
Well, only of the freezer.
Oh, that's a good one. When are they due?
Oh, to be shipped over and thawed out. Well, actually, they've really gone up in value since they've been frozen. I mean, that could come in handy, especially if we decide to have more kids.
Todd, wait for mummy by the car. Nice to see you, Brian. Where's your little one? Not out yet?
To be honest, I don't really know. We got him so recently, I'm not entirely sure I'd recognise him. I mean, her. I just thought I'd wait till everyone had taken theirs, and whichever one was left, I'd take her. Him. Her.
Release the clones!
And now on Radio Old, Loco Parentis by Dim Towling.
The program began, like most programs, at the beginning. Ovs. But what's this? Just a woman standing in front of a map, talking. Old school. But she kept talking and pointing at things. I was thinking worst TV drama ever. Seems like some kind of climate catastrophe was threatening the UK. But the BBC hasn't got the budget to show us this. Prop spent it all on inflating Chris Evans' ego. So we get a woman pointing at a map. Have they never seen 24? Or Minder? Anyway, people were being urged to stay indoors and spend their final hours with their loved ones. Roads and railways would be rendered useless by the approaching storm. But the woman seemed unperturbed. Then she fast-forwards to the situation for tomorrow. Note to self, pitch situation for tomorrow as idea for awesome film title to agent. Spoiler alert, turns out the situation for tomorrow is pretty much the same as today, by which time we'll all be fighting our loved ones for the last bottle of Prosecco. But by Wednesday, the situation for the day after tomorrow, great sequel, Hello, Mr. Spielberg, the threat of societal collapse has lessened. A warm front, will sweep in from the south, and we should expect temperatures to return to normal for July. Frankly, it was a bit of an anticlimax, and the protagonist of The Weather, BBC One, remained unruffled throughout. I don't really know how this show has run for so long. It left me feeling gloomy. Gloomy. Whatevs. It was almost as bad as that story time for grown-ups they have on at 1 o'clock and 6 o'clock, and then again at 10 o'clock. Come on, BBC. It's not Jackanory. Jackasnory, more like.
Come here, boy.
Yes, sir?
What have you just done?
I've released the clowns, sir.
Ah, Mr. Fraser, do come in. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
Oh, Doctor, I feel terrible. I've got the strangest things wrong with me.
Sit down, tell me about them.
All right. Oh, sorry, Doctor, that's one of the symptoms.
Horrible flatulence?
Yes, but only when I sit down.
How do you mean?
I only fart when I sit down. Watch. See, that happens every time I sit down.
My goodness. You make a trouser ripper like that every time. It's incredible.
And embarrassing. I've had to stand on the bus for the last 3 days.
Well, I never. Any other symptoms?
Every time I blow my nose, this happens.
And I see your nose has got rather red and bulbous. May I touch it?
Yes, of course.
Oh dear, that's not good.
But my feet are getting bigger too. And when I'm out and about, I find that children seem to be scared of me. In fact, nobody finds me funny anymore.
Yes, well, I think I can see what the problem is.
Achoo!
I'm afraid you've got clownitis. Odd little virus. Have you been to the circus recently?
No, but I was dragged into a street performer's act last week.
Aha! Street clowns. They're the worst. Most of them aren't vaccinated, and they will insist on grabbing members of the public. Personally, I think there's a case for culling them, but that's out of my hands.
So there is a cure?
Oh, yes. We can have this sorted out pretty quickly.
What are you going to do with that enormous rubber mallet?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to bop you over the head with it. Dislodges the virus, and over the next couple of days, you'll be pooping it all out as Skittles.
Skittles the sweets?
Yes.
Ooh, thank God, for a second I thought you meant 10-pin bowling Skittles.
No, no, nothing like that. Just Skittles, although I do advise you not to taste that particular rainbow.
Oh, no, of course not.
Okay. Ready for the mallet?
Yes. Ow!
Sorry, but it can't be helped. How are you feeling?
A little better, actually. That nagging feeling that no matter what I do, everybody in the world hates me starting to disappear.
Excellent. Now, I need you to go to the joke shop on the high street with this prescription and get yourself an inflatable hammer with a design of a Pikachu on it. Just smack yourself in the face with it after meals and you'll be right as rain in a week.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. Oh, no, my feet have started squeaking.
Don't worry, that's just a side effect of the mallet. We're off in 5 minutes.
Oh, thanks. Bye. Achoo!
Bless you.
That's why mums release the clowns.
Everyone get down. This is a robbery. You, take my associates to the vault. You. Tell me where's best to deposit your savings in a period of rising inflation.
What?
Tell me where's best to deposit your savings in a period of rising inflation, or I will shoot this old man.
Oh. Our current account offers very competitive rates.
Don't lie to me or I will waste him.
Oh dear.
Perhaps you prefer an ISA.
I need instant access to my savings.
Our mini ISA offers instant access.
What about transaction costs?
Well, that depends.
If there are transaction costs, I will blow myself up and take everyone with me.
There are no transaction costs if you stay in credit.
What's the rate of return?
4%.
That sounds very reasonable. Also, I'm impressed with your levels of customer service.
Oh, God.
You, woman on the floor, are you also impressed with their levels of customer service?
It's a nice bank.
Don't equivocate. Businesses can't improve if people equivocate when providing customer feedback.
Please, I have a family.
I will eat your family.
It gets busy at peak times.
Tell her. More staff at peak times.
That decision's taken at regional level.
Don't blame bureaucracy for the shortcomings of the service.
It's true. Branch level managers have no say over staffing issues.
I'm killing everybody.
And break. So, what did we learn from that exercise?
I panicked and I didn't upsell.
That's right. Often in pressure situations, we forget to offer additional products and services. What products or services might you have offered?
Insurance for his getaway vehicle.
Yes.
A small business loan in case he wanted to expand his criminal empire?
Absolutely.
Health cover in case he got shanked in prison?
Perfect. So let's go again, and this time think upsell.
This is a robbery! Nobody move or I'll cut off your thumbs!
Release the Clown starred Casper Michaels, Lenny Picradaphnis, Alex Marion, Helen Duff, Emily Sargent, Phil Whelans, Nick Hildred, Marco Chu, Karen Morden, Jonathan Thake, Amy Holmes, Phil Nice, Martin Hyder, Holly Meachin, and Simon Edwards. It was written by Alex Marion, Nick Hildred, Phil Whelans, Simon Littlefield, and Jonathan Thake. The show is produced by Nick Hildred and Alex Marion. If you like the show, please give us a review on iTunes or whichever podcast platform you use. And do feel free to share Release the Clowns with everyone you know via Twitter, Facebook, FacePaint, Telegraph, smoke signals, hand signals, or just going up to your friends and literally telling them about it. See you next week.